guitar, just for me, see, don't be problem.
The noise as people watch their apartments go up in flames in the early hours of Saturday. The 400 residents of the Al Tayer apartment block in Sharjah have been the latest victims of fire, which has sadly affected a number of blocks in the area. I spoke to a Jordanian resident who says he's left everything in his burning home.
No. I left everything. Just I have my wallet and my mobile, and that's because it was already in my trousers. Everything in the flat. Of course, I'm worried about my flat, about my valuable things, about my furniture. I'm traveling a lot. I collected a lot of small, nice things from all over the world. It's already there.
So where will you stay for the next few days?
Now actually they give us flat, apartment, hotel apartment for 3 days.
But what about after that?
I don't know. We actually, nobody till now gave us a clear information when we will move. We don't need even our flat if it is totally damaged or partially damaged. I'm just hearing rumors.
Although he says flat numbers 7, 8 and 9 on each floor have been completely destroyed and those residents will stay in a hotel apartment for 3 nights, others haven't been as lucky. Many will spend another night in Al Nada Park, where the civil defence and local charities have pitched some tents. Here's one man. Him and his family are searching for answers.
What about other people? They are in the street. If they don't have their money or wallet or whatever, it's a big problem. So even we are 7, 8, 9, Sirifrat. Okay, they gave us flat for 3 days, or apartment for 2 days. After that, where will go? In the street again? A lot of people forget their wallets, money, they run away like that. So they are now in the street. This is the main question.
Ibrahim Abdullah from Sharjah Police, who was at the scene of the fire earlier, says they still haven't determined its cause.
We're checking out from where the fire started and from where it will end, where it ends. They're still, they will take time. I don't know, because it's 35 floors and they will check each floor.
So it's a picture of confusion and desperation in Sharjah tonight as families still don't know the extent of the damage in their homes and authorities remain tight-lipped as to when they'll be allowed inside. All they know is that if they've lost everything, it'll be a long road to recovery and rebuilding their lives. Shona McCallum reporting for ARN News.